June. 3 months will fly by in no time. Imagine losing a bunch of weight, reversing the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and sleep apnea in just 3 months. That's what the Health Dare program does. You just need to book your free consultation at iDareGreenville.com. The Health Dare 90 program is not a magic pill or hard diet. No gym memberships. You can even eat carbs and fast food. It's a lifestyle change, and it's easy to do. Their health coaching team and education staff gets behind you all the way. They won't let you lose. Book your free consultation with the Health Dare. Dedicate 3 little months to getting back to health. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Make the next 90 days your best ever. Book your free consultation with the Health Dare. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Hey, did you hear who won the Honda President's Award? Hendrick Honda Easley did. That's who. They're the only winner in South Carolina. That's right. Hendrick Honda Easley superseded Honda's expectations in customer service, automotive repair, vehicle sales, Honda experience, and facility. Hendrick Honda Easley's won the Honda President's Award 6 times. Remember, Hendrick Honda Easley, the only Honda President's Award winner in the upstate for your next vehicle purchase. 4609 Calvin Memorial Highway in Easley and online at HendrickHondaSC.com.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Mark Childress here. Join me at the Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina. I'll be there live 9 till noon for the 3rd annual Big Splash sales event, full of great deals on boats, vendors, and family fun. The Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Okay, remember, before I had just the one angle. It was a baseline angle of the drive. Now I'm watching a wide angle of the Markell Johnson drive, and now it becomes way worse because the official who made the call is standing on the sideline. I'm sorry, there is no way he was in position to make that call. Look, when I was playing, what I hated more than anything, I didn't mind officials missing calls. That's part of the game. What I hated was officials making calls that they had no business making because they weren't in position to make them. The official who makes the call is on the sideline. He is standing on the sideline. There is no way he could possibly have seen if there was or was not contact. Impossible. The official under the basket, Valentine, he doesn't make that call. He didn't make any call. He's the only guy who could have possibly seen whether there was contact on the play. And watching it from the wide angle, I see what happens now. It is not until Johnson goes to the ground that he makes the call. So he assumed that because Johnson went to the ground that there was contact that sent him to the ground. He assumed because Johnson went to the ground that he fell to the ground because of contact. It is crystal clear in looking at this wide angle that that's what happened. So A, he's not in position to make that call. B, he didn't see any contact. He actually made the call based on Johnson falling to the ground because I slowed it down. I went frame by frame and I stopped it off of this TigerNet video that people sent me. And And I'm looking at, again, first of all, the Eli Thomas has no business reaching in with 18.7 seconds left. Now, did he touch anybody? I don't think so. I don't think that was a foul either. And it would have been nice to have him on the court. Now, he can't reach in like that. He has to know better than that. It's just a stupid foul in that situation, even though I don't think he touched anybody. But I'm watching it again as we speak, and I'm going to stop it once more. And I can tell you, I'm looking at it right now in slow motion. And as I have it frozen right now, there's 3.1 seconds left. The official on the outside has not made any call, and Johnson is tumbling to the ground. It is as he starts to hit the ground that he blows his whistle, and he makes the call. Again, Dexter writes, still can't blow a lead like that. Bad call. Now, Ramona, just out of curiosity, Ramona, how many times have you heard me say you can't blow a lead like that? How many times?
You said it several times.
Like how many? Like 1,000?
It seems like.
Right, yeah. Like 1,000. So stop writing me that, all right? I've said that 1,000 times. I've said that 1,000 times. Acknowledge that 1,000 times. But, you know, regardless of whether that's a foul or not, and I don't think it is, nor do I think you can make that call in that situation, you can't make that call from where that official is. And he never saw any contact, I can promise you. It's impossible to see contact from where he is. You can't even see through the players. He did not blow the whistle until he saw Johnson tumbling to the ground. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. I'm coming to you on the phone lines in 1 second. Before I get to that, let me tell you about my friends, First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. They're the best in the industry. They specialize in your vehicle. They drive them. They own them. They work on them. It's what they do. If you own one of those vehicles, you have a competitive advantage over the rest of us. You know, you wouldn't go to a general practitioner to have thoracic surgery. If you own one of those vehicles, you don't have to. You have someone who knows your vehicles. We get unsolicited testimony about First Class Halt on a daily basis about how great they are. If you own one of those vehicles, you are doing yourself an incredible disservice if you are not going to First Class Halt. Where you're taking your vehicle, do you get 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty? Do you get free roadside assistance? Do you get free shuttle to get you back and forth from a shop during your service? They have coffee and snacks, or you can take the free shuttle. No one takes care of you like First Class Halt. They only hire experts, people with decades of experience in the industry. Greg is over 25 years with Lexus and Anderson. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. They only hire the best. And right now, they have a special offer for you. And that is this. $100 off any Halt timing belt package, Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. If your timing belt is due, don't screw around with that. That can mean the ruination of your engine. Don't screw around with that. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. $12 off $12 Amazon or Starbucks e-gift card with the purchase of Mobil 1 full synthetic oil change. You get a $12 e-gift card with the purchase of Mobil 1. And you should run the Mobil 1. Mobil 1 is incredible. I run it in everything. 654-7627, you want to get in. Let me get to some of these calls. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Walt, first time caller.
Thanks for getting in, Steve.
Okay. That Gonzaga game last night, I know you saw that game, right?
Yep, I did.
I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, something's not right with this game because I've seen Gonzaga play a lot of times and they can't play as bad as they played last night. I mean, it's just like it was something funny going on. I mean, you know, you talk about a team that hadn't scored under 67 points all year and they scored 47.
Yeah, I watched it, and I still couldn't believe it. And even up to, like, 6 minutes left, I still kept thinking, well, you know, they're going to score 10 points in a row here, and they're still going to win. It never happened, you know. And I think part of it was they had beaten St. Mary's by 48 points earlier, and I think when you beat somebody like that, you sort of lose respect for who they are, and you shouldn't, because Randy Bennett does a great job. He knows you like no other team in America, and I thought St. Mary's game plan was unbelievable, but that's not enough. It takes game plan and then execution of the game plan, and that's what they did, which was just incredible. I mean, they slowed it down. They made Gonzaga guard for the entire shot clock, every possession. They kept going into Hunter in the low block, who played the game of his life. And they just frustrated him. They made him play a half court game that they don't want to play. And you have to give St. Mary's credit. I don't think it means anything in terms of what Gonzaga is, but I think you just give St. Mary's credit.
Yeah, I guess they'll get revenge for not getting in the tournament last year.
Yeah.
Because wasn't it last year that they had the real good record and didn't get in? Or was it might have been year before last. But
you talking about St. Mary's?
Anyway. Yeah,
St. Mary's. That's happened to St. Mary's a number of times, actually. So they will get in, and they deserve to get in based on how they played in that game.
Yeah, they definitely stole the bids last night, for sure.
Yep.
And Clemson's resume, do you think it's strong enough to get in? If you look at it, they've beaten the number 5, number 7 team in the conference, didn't beat the top 4, and beat all the bottom feeders for the other wins.
Yeah.
And really don't have a great out of conference.
Yeah, I think the question is the quad one wins, the lack thereof, and as of now, Steve, I would say it's unlikely. Now again, maybe some things are going to happen in the next 48 hours, and maybe that'll change, but as of right this moment, I would say it's unlikely.
Right. And I've seen a lot of people say that the bottom or the bubble teams are weak this year, and it may be some more mid majors get in. Do you see that happening? You see the Southern Conference happen to get 2 in?
See, I don't think
it's a possibility.
I may be the only person, but I don't think it's out of the question that they do get 2. And the reason is because the league as a whole has been so strong all year, and they have some pretty significant out-of-conference wins. So, therefore, I don't think it's impossible that they do get 2. I know the world seems to think so, but I, for one, will not be shocked if Furman winds up in the tournament.
Well, that would be great. I'd like to see 2 Southern Conference teams in there. That would be great. And of course, Wofford's just off the charts.
Yeah.
Their season's unbelievable.
Yep,
unbelievable.
Wofford has had just an incredible year.
Okay. All right, thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Steve. Good job. Yeah, appreciate the call. We have a million other things to get to, too, but let me get to some of these calls. Scott. Scott, how are you?
Good. What's going on, Walt?
Hey, Scott. Appreciate you getting in.
Yep, I've got one thing that's, I'm a Brad fan. I've always supported him. The one thing that I've always had an issue, and just, I know we're not Duke, I know we're not North Carolina, but it seems like Roy and those guys, they work the rest. And, Brad doesn't ever seem to get just ticks. I want to see him get a technical one time. And I just want to see what your thoughts are on
look,
that.
I get
and,
that. I understand that. You know what? I'll ask him about that the next time I talk to him. Because I think that's...
Yeah, I mean, just, take your jacket off once. Start something.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, you as a fan, you feel frustration. You feel some of these calls and in these games never go your way, and you're looking for some fairness, and you want to see him blow his top once in a while and go full fledged Bobby Knight or Rick Barnes or something of the past.
Right.
And yeah, I get it.
It happens so. It seems to happen so often, and just not once. Just one time. Will you pass that along?
I will.
No, I just want to see him get a technical.
Yep, I will. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, good job.
Thanks, Walt. Hey.
Yeah, look, that's fair. I mean, I think I've heard other people ask that same question, and I'll ask them that. Do you need to? Do you need every once in a while just to make your point and so that this, if the same thing keeps happening to you, maybe you do. Maybe you need to throw a chair every once in a while. Maybe you need to kick something over. Maybe you need to let these guys know that. You get these guys like Krzyzewski who sit there and cuss at the official all game long and they get away with murder. There was one point in that game where Brad Brunell said something and the announcers made a point of it too. Dokic made a point of it too, that the official just sort of looked at him and told him to shut up. But, meanwhile, Krzyzewski's over there, calling the officials mothers, F-bombs and everything else all game, and apparently he gets away with all of it. So, no, I get that point. I think that's fair. I'll ask him that. Brad. Brad, how are you?
Hey, good. How you doing, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
no problem. I like Brownell. I think he is a great guy. And a thing I give him the most credit for is he's learned ever since Clemson loosened up these transfer rules how to reach out and pull players from other places that have played a year or two. And I think the talent that this team has probably is the most talented team that they've had in the last 20 years. I think since the 2000s, it's safe to say this team is the most talented team that Clemson's had. And it's just frustrating to see the close losses, and I get some of his calls and some of his free throws. But today, this game, I know you said you didn't watch the second half, to go up in 16, it looked like that it was clear that the coaching philosophy and the strategy changed. And it was a conservative effort. They weren't pushing in transition. There was no effort to get to the basket. I mean, they were settling for late threes. I just don't know why, when you're up 16 and your tournament life's on the line, if you would go in the locker room and tell the guys to kind of whoa it down a little bit or quit doing what you're doing. I mean, it should have been the exact same game plan in the second half that was in the first half, and it just looked like a totally different game plan to me.
Well, my problem, Brad, is right now I don't know how NC State adjusted after the half, and so how Clemson responded. I can't know, because all I heard was the radio broadcast in the second half. You know, in the first half, NC State's court balance wasn't good. NC State likes to send multiple bodies to the glass, and Clemson was punishing them with that philosophy because Clemson was still controlling the defensive backboard. And since NC State was sending multiple guys to the glass, they had no court balance. The court balance was terrible, and Clemson was exploiting it. And that was a coaching advantage. It was Brad Brownell seeing and exploiting one of the things NC State does as a normal strength. Now, in the second half, did NC State do a better job with court balance and therefore negate some of those transition opportunities? I'm guessing so, but because I haven't seen the second half as yet, I can't really comment on it.
Yeah, I mean, just super frustrated. I feel super bad for the seniors and Marquise Reed and Mitchell and Thomas. I mean, Thomas has been called for just bull crap fouls all.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's just unfair to them. And, I mean, it's such a talented team. I mean, I've enjoyed watching him. And, I mean, just watching Marquise Reed, for him to get 13 All-ACC, he's a baller. I mean, the kid is an absolute baller, and he can just pour it in from anywhere. And it's just frustrating. It's super upset. Me personally, I'm diehard. I love the team, love Brownell. I don't think they deserve to get in. I think you lose this many close games. I think Furman should get in over them. I think you should give some of these mid-majors a shot. I mean, Clemson has lost plenty of games to not get in the tournament. If they don't get in, I won't have a problem with it. I won't feel like they were slighted. They lost plenty of games. I wanted to kind of shift it just a second and talk about OBJ. I personally look at it. I saw what you put on Twitter. I don't mind it from a Giants perspective. I get that you're throwing a huge talent away, but if you can somehow use those first rounders to just build and then go for a quarterback the year after, it depends on what they do with those draft picks. My question is from Cleveland. I think the talent, but I mean, you talk about guys like Callaway, Kareem Hunt, and now OBJ, and a colorful character like Baker Mayfield at quarterback. I just wonder if you're putting too many ingredients into the pot and they think you're going to get something special, and then it turns out that you didn't get what you thought you wanted to get. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, Brad, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to break, but I'm going to address that as soon as we come back. It's a good point. Ryan, I'm coming to you as well. You want to get in, 654-7627. Quickly, let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, there's Priority One. No one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. They protect us at the station. They protect our homes. Let them protect you. First of all, they're great people. They matched every dollar we raised in Tigers for Tatas campaign for 2 years. They're active philanthropically in your community. They're getting it done. They may one day be indirectly involved in saving someone's life who's close to you. Security is a personal decision. Not telling you what to do, nor am I telling you when to do it. We live in a dangerous world, though. I mean, it gets more crazy every single day. When you're ready, call my friends at Priority One, tell them I sent you. Tip of the spear in technology, fastest response time in the industry, total customization. There is nobody who does security better. 288-1400, 288-1400. Call them. Walt Tipula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back. Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Hey, guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is expanding their showroom to now have the largest available selection of mattresses to choose from than ever before. Save an additional percentage on our already low pricing on Queen and King. And yes, you still get your foundation for free. Choose from our increased selection of Serta and Beautyrest models and take your perfect mattress home today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Wants better than Walt's Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I mean, what better way to fortify our masculinity than some classic male bonding?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt of Absolute Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5, the Roar. Clemson baseball headed your way at 5:25 today. Lots to get to. You want to get in and enjoy the conversation. I'll answer Brad's questions in a minute, too. Ryan, I'm coming to you. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They stayed true to all the original recipes because Tom's was wildly successful. They added some things that were uniquely their own. Their personal touch, like their mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is insanely good, or their banana pudding, which is the best banana pudding anywhere. This is Tom's Barbecue. Catering, tailgates, parties, they do it all. You want to be the hit of your get-together? By all means, you need to hook up with Tom's. They are the home for the Cheerwine National Championship sauce. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. You know, we get, you know, Rona, people always talk about the Cheerwine National Championship sauce with good reason, but I get a ton of responses, unsolicited testimonials about that Carolina Collision sauce as well. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, then they fry them for 60 seconds. It's incredible. They toss them in any of the 8 sauces, fresh sides and desserts. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. It's Tom's Barbecue. Call them. Go see them. You'll thank me later. Let me get to Ryan in 1 second. Just to go back on Brad's question, you know, Brad had asked, said, you know, you didn't think it was that bad a deal from the Giants standpoint. No, listen, Peppers is actually turning into a pretty good player, and he's a great team chemistry guy. Great team chemistry guy. And you're going to get a first-round draft pick, and Peppers was a first-round draft pick. So you, if you're looking at it from the Giants' perspective, you might argue that you got 2 first-round picks and a third. And now it's up to you to convert on those other picks. Use them wisely. How wisely you use them will determine what type of deal this was from the Giants standpoint. From the Cleveland standpoint, yes, it's a legitimate point. I mean, in fact, I don't know who said this today. I was bumping around on the radio. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you go to something, you read an article, and then you go away from it, but the audio is still playing for something that you didn't even play. And so there was some audio plan, and they were discussing it. And I don't know if I can even find it right now, but but a guy called it. And again, I don't know who he was because I wasn't seeing the video. I was just hearing this audio. It's come from nowhere. He called the Cleveland decision a social experiment. And
right.
And there is a little bit of that. I mean, in relation to Brad's question, you do have some suspect guys from a character standpoint. You have Odell Beckham Jr., who the Giants decided wasn't worth it anymore. You have Kareem Hunt, who the league had decided wasn't worth it until he's been given a second chance. You have Baker Mayfield, who people have questioned those elements about. You have Callaway, who has had his own off-field issues and was recently involved in some sort of marijuana situation, which I believe they dropped the charges of. So there's that. I think that that's a fair point. I mean, if things are going well for Cleveland, that won't be an issue. But if things don't go as well as Cleveland hoped, then it will be an issue. You know, and John Dorsey is being credited as a genius. And look, to be fair, you know, I think we have to point out that as bad as the individuals who were before, who were in charge of the Browns, including Sashi Brown, they made a lot of decisions and acquired a lot of draft picks. I mean, the truth is that Dorsey is benefiting from all those draft picks that the prior administration accumulated. That's not to say he hasn't used them wisely, but he's a little bit like the nouveau rich. You know, it's like John Dorsey sort of walked down the street and found $1 million. And we act like, well, John Dorsey is a millionaire because he's a brilliant businessman. John Dorsey sort of fell in this a little bit. And you could make the case he did the same thing in Kansas City. And so, you know, I think it's worth noting that. Now, do I think Cleveland are the favorites in the AFC North? Yeah, I sort of do right now. I think the moves they've made, and not just those moves, I think, you know, acquiring Olivier Vernon, I think really helps them. He gives them a secondary pass rusher opposite Myles Garrett. I think Cleveland has made you know, several good moves, and they're loaded. I mean, Cleveland's top eight skill position players on offense, from Baker Mayfield right through Odell Beckham Jr., are all 26 years old or younger. And they can play. David Njoku is a rising superstar. He has no idea how good he's going to be. I mean, he is a freak of nature. And if you told me today that 3 years from now he'll be the best tight end in football, I would say, yeah, probably. And Callaway is tremendous. Callaway is a freak of a talent. Callaway just needs to stay straight. If Callaway can stay straight, this team, from a skill position standpoint, I mean, what they've done is what you should do with a young quarterback. They drafted a young quarterback, and they're doing everything they can to support him. That's the idea of it. That's the idea of it. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, Walt, thank you for having me.
Thank you for getting in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I called in probably about 2 weeks ago, and I might have been a little hard on him, but did you get a chance to check out the dunk Javon White had in the first half? How awesome was that?
I like White. I mean, I think White is going to be a really good player next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I just thought the dunk he had in the first half was probably maybe his highlight moment of the year. I just thought it was fantastic, yeah. And excited for his future in the program and one of the bright spots we have to look forward to, absolutely. And then one more thing, just for a team that was ranked in the top 25 going into the season and everything that's happened, I just think we got to call a spade a spade. And it's disappointing, and you got to knock hard luck a little bit, but just hate it for these seniors. I wish they could have their moment and get into the dance, and now we're on the outside looking in. I'm just wishing for the best and hoping on Sunday we have something positive to look forward to.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate the call. Yeah, look, that's all fair, and I do think listen, is anybody going to deny that this season was disappointing? No. No, I still thought this team had a pathway to the NCAA tournament, even when everything was going bad, even when they were 1-5 in league, and I never surrendered that notion, and they came as close as they could. I mean, you came within 2 points of going to the NCAA tournament, in all likelihood. Look, I don't know what's going to happen Sunday. I'm not optimistic about it at this point. If you ask me to put odds on it, I don't know, 90-10. I don't think it's likely at this point, but I'll be watching Sunday hoping for the best. Luck is a part of every athletic season. That's just the way it works. It is. It's a part of every season. And Clemson this season just didn't have any. Now, again, are there elements that they could have done better? Sure. I think this team, it was discussed in today's broadcast. I think it's true. At times, this team just committed a lot of unforced turnovers. I thought the first half of the Syracuse game was terrible. I mean, Clemson had 10, 11, 12 turnovers at the half, which is not the norm for this basketball team, but I thought they were all careless and they know better. It's not like they don't know better. And it's been coached into them. But for whatever reason, this team has not grasped that all the time. It just hasn't. But I think that I still clearly think that this guy is the right guy for the job. And I think you've seen that the last 2 years. I mean, Clemson basketball the last 2 years has significantly outperform the historical model. You know, I know people still write me about 9 years and 8 years. You know, just save that. All right. None of your facilities were up to par. There was no way anyone was going to win here in that situation. You needed to get up to speed. You've done that now. You're looking at a new world order where Clemson basketball is concerned. And if you want to keep referencing 8 or 9 years ago, that's fine. That's fine. Do whatever you want. But it has no bearing on today. It has no bearing on today. It has no bearing on the sample size of what you've seen the last 2 years. Last 2 years, Clemson basketball has been good. Period. It's been good. And I think it's going to continue to be good. Obviously, the players are going to change. The faces are going to change. But I actually think this group of young players is the most talented group of young players that Coach Brownell has brought into the program. And I think there's a lot of returning athleticism and talent. I think you have, when you come back next year, you're going to have new roles to establish. And it's going to be interesting to see how those roles are established because, you know, again, right now, one of the things you've had is you've had a hierarchy. I mean, you've had, you knew who scorer A was, who scorer B was, who scorer C was. You knew these things. And that's what every coach wants to know going into a game, going into a season. Next year, there'll be much more uncertainty about all that. It's going to sort of, it's going to have to sort itself out to a degree. And those new pieces are going to have to be blended. And if you ask me today, who will be the leading scorer of this basketball team next year? I'm not sure. And I'm always sure. But I'm not sure for next year. I mean, I think you have so many interesting pieces, and it's going to be how they blend and who winds up sort of taking control, who the new leaders are going to be. Is it going to be one of these three freshmen? And it could be. It could be. But will they be the leading scorer? Or will it be a guy like a Clyde Trapp who takes his game to the next level? I think Javen White is going to give you much more offense next year. I think Javen White could be a guy who scores 10 points a game. And in fact, I think he will. But I think the guy I'm most interested in right now in that regard is Jonathan Bear. And of course, it could be Sims as well. You know, Sims, if Sims continues to evolve and step up, he could make a big jump in terms of offensive production. And I think they'll be counting on him too. But the guy I'm still sort of most interested in that regard is Bear. Because I think Bear's skills demand you look at him. You know, again, he's like 6'9", and he's wiry. He's not as thin as when he got here. But, you know, I think the guys on this team have had a hard time covering him, hard time guarding him. And he's 6'9". He can shoot from, you know, 22, 23 feet with ease. He has touch. He has skills. He looks like the kind of guy you might see playing for a Gonzaga or something in terms of his height, his length, and his skills. And so I think there's something there. He's a guy I'm going to be looking towards next year to provide offense. I'm guessing that a guy that no one here has ever seen is going to be a double-figure scorer next year. Brackets, first round upsets, the final four. March Madness is here. It's time to bet with the best at MyBookie. Would you rather sit at your office desk or call in sick and binge on NCAA tournament games and junk food? Like, that's even a choice. Sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you trust. And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust MyBookie. They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast. So when you call that 12-over-5 upset this year, make sure to celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold hard cash. March Madness is the most exciting action-packed sporting event of the year. Even grandmas fill out a bracket. Place your bets with MyBookie now before you miss out. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid only at MyBookie.ag. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This Wednesday night, the Tigers return to Doug Kingsmore Stadium to host Coastal Carolina in an important midweek contest. The pregame show will begin at 5:30 p.m. with first pitch at 6 p.m. right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every minute of Clemson baseball as the road to Omaha continues right here in the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Hendrick Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Hendrick Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Mickey Pollard here with another great offer from Zero Res. Spring is upon us, and so is the dust and dirt. Now through the end of March, mention Mickey Pollard and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119 and a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res also cleans air ducts? Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Ready for a deal and same-day delivery? Time for a Target Run. Now you can have Target Run to you when you start your free 2-week trial of Shipt Today. Same-day delivery shops the cart you create and delivers it fast, so you can fill up your fridge with your phone. It's easy. Get more delivered same day and enjoy a 2-week trial free. Learn more at target.com/shipt. That's S-H-I-P-T. Target Run and done. Offer valid for new annual members.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Now that the niceties are out of the way.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-767. We lost Robert. One of the things, the Browns also brought in Sheldon Richardson. He's another guy with a somewhat suspect character, but another great talent. I mean, and so really they have like five guys who have some sort of character questions about them. And it's going to be interesting to see how that all works. Again, I think if they're winning, I think it'll work just fine. If they're not winning, then you have to wonder. I mean, but right now the Browns have already advanced. I mean, I saw some odds. They're like 6th or 7th choice, maybe even 5th to win the Super Bowl now. So, I think it's pretty clear they've moved themselves to be the lead dog, the favorite position. In the AFC North. And so, they've certainly done a great job supporting Baker Mayfield with weapons. They're going to be a fascinating team to watch now. And it's amazing when you consider where they were 2 years ago. But again, I think people are quick to credit John Dorsey. I think maybe people need to back off that a little bit because I'm not sure he's worthy of all that praise. By the way, Le'Veon Bell didn't get what Pittsburgh offered him originally. Le'Veon Bell opted to sit out, lost the $15 million-plus from this year, and didn't even recoup the salary that Pittsburgh was offering. He wasn't able to replicate the salary that Pittsburgh was offering, and he lost $15 million plus from sitting out a year. So I don't think that Le'Veon Bell thing worked out exactly as he had planned, and now he's a member of the New York Jets, and we'll see how the Jets' moves work out. There were some other teams that made interesting moves. I thought Buffalo made interesting moves, adding John Brown, adding Cole Beasley, adding Mitch Morse, the center, who gives him a veteran center, which I think will help a young quarterback. I think it's really important to have a veteran center with a young quarterback. It helps in making the calls. It helps in settling them down. I think all those things. So I think the moves that Buffalo made were pretty good. Green Bay made some interesting moves. I thought adding Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith helped them. I'm not so sure about Billy Turner. I think that Lang was a better player than Billy Turner's ever been, and so I'm not sure that's an even swap there. But Tennessee added Adam Humphries, and I really like the Roger Saffold addition. I think Saffold's a really good football player. I thought he really helped the Rams. He's been a Ram throughout his career. I think that's a nice acquisition for Tennessee as they continue to try and improve that offensive line around Marcus Mariota. Lyle, how are you?
Hey, Walt, doing good.
Appreciate it, Lyle. Appreciate you getting in.
Listening to you talking about the game, and I was disappointed that Clemson lost, but I got a different perspective from a lot of these Brandel haters.
Okay.
I've been following Clemson basketball since the 60s when they had Butch the Tazlow.
Yeah.
And I can remember times when they finished dead last in the league just about every year. Nobody gave them a chance to finish first, second, third, even fourth. And this is in an 8-team league. So considering what Brandel has done and considering where they were at just a few years ago when they didn't even have a home court to play on, I think he's done a good job. Now, has there been some disappointments along the way? Yes. Today, to me, there was no excuse of blowing a 16-point lead. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Like you said, you don't know what adjustments NC State made. But no way they should have blown that. But at the same time, I watched part of it, and they just had shots that looked like they were going in that didn't go down. I mean, it's like you said, there's luck involved.
Sometimes, Lyle, basketball is just that simple. You know, we can talk about coaching. We can talk about it. Sometimes it's just whether you're hitting shots or not. And when you're feeling good, they go in. And when you're not, they don't. And when you start to struggle, it's hard to stop the bleeding. You know, and I suspect there was a lot of that involved in today's game. Because, again, first half, Clemson was 7 from 8 from three-point range. Obviously, they're not a team that's – no team is going to shoot that percentage. So, you know, you knew that would settle down a little bit, but it settled down more than a little bit in the second half.
Well, they missed some mid-range shots that they actually went halfway down and came back out. I mean, it's like, you know, the way I'm like you. Brownell has had them in position to win at least 4 or 5 games. They didn't win. They lost by a point or two or 3 points. And I don't know that you can ask much more. I mean, it's just either the ball just didn't go down for them or players made bad plays. And, you know, like you say, you put them in a position to win. If they don't make the plays, what can he do? He can't be out on the court making the plays.
Yep.
And I look at the talent. Yeah, it's disappointing considering these are seniors and they won't be back. But I'm kind of like you. I look at what he's got coming back next year, and I'm kind of excited. I think he's got some good players coming in next year, and I think they'll be in the conversation. Now, whether they'll be 4th, 5th, 6th in the league, I can't say because, you know, they had some bad luck this year. But at least they're competing. I can remember times when they didn't even compete, when they just get blown out 20 and 30 points. And a few points here and there, and they were 11-7 in conference play instead of 9-9 or 12-6. And I just wish people would be a little more patient and understand that this is just a game of bad breaks sometimes.
Yep, that's 100% right. And look, I think that next year's team may actually be better defensively. You'd have to figure out the offensive roles, and I think there are going to be some pieces that people just aren't familiar with yet. That are going to surprise them, most notably the Jonathan Bear kid. I think he's going to be the biggest surprise in the whole mix because I think he's going to be an immediate double-figure scorer next year. But I think that this team is actually going to be much better defensively. I mean, with all due respect to Sheldon Mitchell, he has dealt consistently with the knee problems the last several years, and it's a condition that does not get better, and it limits his lateral movement. Well, you know, that's something you have to make up for on defense. Well, next year you won't have to make up for that. You're going to have longer, more athletic, more explosive guys guarding the perimeter, guys like Trapp and like Newman. And I think they're going to make life miserable for opposing teams.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to seeing what Hunter Tyson does next year when he plays more.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Tyson's going to be a really good shooter for this basketball team over the next few years.
Yeah, but I just had to speak up about perspective. I remember one year when Clemson won the regular season under Cliff Ellis, and they lost a number of players to graduation. The next year, they finished on the bottom. So, you know, whenever you've lived through that, what has happened this year really is small compared to that.
Yep, I agree.
So I just wish people have a little more patience.
Well, people don't remember the Larry Shyatt years either, Lyle. I'm sure you do.
Oh, I know. I remember those years. They were miserable years. Don't even get me started, Larry Shyatt. If I'm not mistaken, they lost to Wofford.
Oh, yeah. They lost to everybody under Larry Shyatt. If there was a small school to lose to, they lost to him.
Yep. So, hey, I ain't complaining. As long as we're competitive, even if we don't win, if we're competitive, if we're in games, I don't see what we can complain about. Yeah, we might can complain about wishing the record was better, but I can remember years when we just got blown out by North Carolina, and I mean by the bottom feeders. We'd lose 10, 15 points to the bottom feeders. So I'm not complaining. I might complain about not having a better record, but I'm not complaining as long as they're competitive. That's the way I look at it. That's all you can ask for because bad luck happens sometimes.
Yep. Thank you, Lyle. Appreciate the call as always.
All right. You're welcome.
Let me get to Michael from Krispy Kreme. Michael, how are you, Michael?
Walt, I have not called in a long time.
I know. Where
I'm
you been, man?
Fired up right now.
I hear you got the. I hear you have those green donuts over at Krispy Kreme right now.
Yeah. Y'all. Yeah, they're pretty good. I tried one earlier today. Thank Patty's. Man, well, so I watched this game, or at least the end of the game, on my little small cell phone, and even on the little small cell phone, I was disagreeing with these foul calls at the end of that Clemson game. Now, I was listening to you earlier, and you said you hadn't been able to see any footage. Have you been able to see footage since?
I have, yeah. And my first problem is where the official was positioned and made the call, because there's no way he could have seen the contact from there. In fact, I've slowed it down. I can tell you he didn't. He didn't make the call until the player hits the ground. So he basically viewed, he determined there was contact based on the fact the player hits the ground.
Right. So let's dissect this play. And actually, I just tweeted this to you. Let's start at the top of the key. What does the NC State player do with the ball?
Yeah, he palms the ball.
He palms it big time, which, because of that illegal palming, it allowed him to get right past the defender. So right after that, our defender tries to bump him and foul him at the three-point line.
Which they don't call.
The officials pass. You're right. The officials pass on that. And then instead, after he gets fined, our guy reaches in. It does look like he may touches him on the right arm, but then he pulls back immediately, has no effect on the shot or the play whatsoever. And like you said, that official comes in and he blows the whistle, and there's no way that he's got the best view or best look.
No, he can't. Again, I'm looking at it right now. There is absolutely zero way he could have determined contact from the angle he has. It's absolutely impossible. There's no way he could have determined contact. The only guy who could have made that call was Valentine, who was standing under the basket. And as you know, he has an inclination to want to make every call, and yet he didn't blow the whistle on that play.
And also, let's back up to the foul before this one on Elijah Thomas. And let's talk about the timing and the clock.
Yeah.
I went back and looked at this. Because they called that whistle, that reset the whole shot clock. And based on my estimation, if they wouldn't have blown that phantom foul on that one, NC State would have been forced, if they would have ran the shot clock all the way down to the end, there still would have been about 5 or 6 seconds left on the game clock.
Well, and again, you still would have had Elijah in the game as a rim protector, which might have changed the outcome of that last drive, too.
Yeah, that's right. And, I understand.
At the same time, Michael, you know what? Elijah's got to know better than to reach 20 feet from the basket. He did, at this point in his career, he should know better than that. Now, I know he didn't make any contact, but you still shouldn't be reaching in that situation.
Yeah, good point. I love Clemson basketball, and I hate that this happened to him today.
Yep.
And I will watch a little bit more of the tournament over the next few days, and it's going to be interesting to see who wins this stuff.
Yep, no, I agree, Michael. And that's Michael from Krispy Kreme. The Reese family have owned Krispy Kreme in Anderson-Spartanburg since the early 60s, and no one does donuts like the Reese family. Right now, they have the St. Patrick's Day green original, hot original glazed donuts, so go and get yours.
Have a great show, Walt.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. By the way, Michael's also a college basketball official, just so you're clear. He's not coming at it from some amateur perspective. He's a professional in the arena. And, yeah, I mean, it's clear up top that that he palms the ball. There's no question about that. But I think everything that happened after that was problematic. Zeke and Clemson Dad, coming right to you.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hi, Tiger fans. For the past 3 years, you've given Engineered Sleep Mattress Company your strong support and helped their business grow tremendously. They wanted to take a moment to simply say thank you. Thank you for supporting a local business. Thank you for supporting this radio station. And thank you for telling your friends and family about a great place to buy a mattress. If you're not sleeping well, then make 2019 your year to get some great sleep. Go visit Engineered Sleep Mattress Company in Greenville.
What if you could have a jersey that stands the test of time? A jersey that looks the same as the day you got it? First Team Sports has the answer. Imagine a custom sublimated jersey for just $25.99. Stain resistant, peel resistant, no cracking, will not unstitch. It's the 10-day Tech Tee program. Order from First Team Sports and mention 105.5 The Roar, and you'll get your custom sublimated jersey for $25.99. First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Baseball season is upon us, Tiger fans, and moving season is just around the corner. So hit a home run with Tiger Moving and let them take care of all of your moving needs. With a clean-cut, reliable team and a flat hourly rate, you'll be sliding safely into your new home in no time. Call today at 908-9028, email them at tigermoving@gmail.com, or visit them online at tigermovinggreenville.com. Make that next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Crute LED, founded and managed by technocrats, is a lighting supplier and a solutions provider for a wide range of lighting needs for residential and commercial use, along with specialized lighting needs like LED signage and sign lighting products. Our commitment to our contractors and facility maintenance managers is to provide a unique and high-quality lighting solution for their customers from our broad selection of in-stock products. Continuous analysis of the current LED market allows us to introduce new products with the latest lighting technologies and designs. Designs that deliver for the end user and allow installers to save time putting them in place. We strive to deliver certified and high-quality, long-lasting products with competitive pricing. We're focused on providing best-in-class customer service and have a large enough on-hand inventory to handle the largest projects. Call us at 864-401-8156 or email us at sales@crute-led.com to put us to work for you today.
Rage! Rage! Rage!
Step to the task and it's a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming on, you better come strong.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Room. Come right to your calls. Lines are jammed. We're out here at 525 today. Clemson baseball. Jackson Lindley on the hill for Clemson. And gates open at 4:30, first pitch at 6 p.m. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. You're running out of time. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. There are less than 25 units left. We started with 118. You have to act now. There were 25 about a week ago when Leighton Cubbage and Steve Mudge were in studio with me. So what the exact number is today, I do not know. I do know this. You are coming to the end. Right now, there's still a mix of studio, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom, so you still have your choice, but you have to act now. The warnings are over. We are coming to the end, and there won't be any others. Once it's gone, it's gone. It is idyllic. It's near heaven for a Clemson fan. It just couldn't be any better. Restaurant, lobby bar, food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a small-scale football field, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will have modified hotel services. And as well as you can rent your unit when you aren't using it or live in part and rent part, this is Lakeside Lodge. Taj Boyd's leading the sales effort. Go see Taj, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. You'll thank me later. All right, to the phones, and it is, and all the lines are busy. Let me get Zeke. Zeke up first. Zeke, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Walt?
Hey, Zeke, appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing you mentioned that it's just reality of March Madness is for Clemson is you just can't go 1-10 against quadrant one teams. You know, that's just one thing you can't do. And several games, I think if Clemson closes out NC State twice, closes out Miami one, closes out, you know, Louisville without a shot, I think if they beat NC State twice to Miami, we're talking a different tune right now. But those are games that, you know what, have nothing to do with coaching, had the players just did not close games out in all three of those games.
Yeah, they had some freaky bad stuff that just couldn't be replicated again. I mean, there's no way Marquise Reed and Sheldon Mitchell are going 1 of 6 in the last minute or 2 minutes of a game from the free throw line. It's just, it's impossible because of the way they shoot the ball, but that happened.
Yeah, you don't point the finger at Brunell there. Players have got to make free throws. Players can't go 8 for 41. This game should never came down to one or two possessions. Players have got to be tough enough to make shots, make free throws, and get stops. The coach can only get them in a position to win the game, is what I'm saying. That's all he can do.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, and getting me, that may sound harsh, but I mean, listen, those guys, like you said at the beginning of the season, you're seniors. You don't reach for the ball 20 feet from the basket. You don't go 0 for 4 from the free throw line on the road. You get stops, or you don't start to play in March Madness if you don't take care of business on the games that you should have taken care of business, then you also don't lose a 16-point game, 16-point lead halftime. So I think that is what it is. I don't think you don't point the finger at Brunell because the team's not getting blown out. And people say, well, you know, he's losing close games or choking. Listen, again, coach can only do so much to put his team out there and give them that position and set plays. But the players have got to execute. And, again, they've got to make free throws. They've got to make shots. They've got to be tough enough to get stops. One question I want to ask you, I don't know if you saw the game, but, man, is it just me or is Virginia Tech now figuring out how to play without Robinson and playing their best basketball of the year, Walt?
Yeah, but, I mean, I heard suggesting the other day he's back, so, you know, I guess we'll see. You know,
that's a team that can do some damage in March, Walt.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a tough, gritty, competitive bunch.
Yeah.
With enough athletes and a style of play that is a little unique to them. I agree with all that, but I still think they have a ceiling. I still don't think they're not a team. They're not a team I would expect to see in a Final Four, for example.
No, I think they could go to a Sweet 16 is what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh yeah, I would buy that.
Yeah. I think they could win. They'd be disappointed if they didn't win, you know, playing the second weekend with the talent on the court, the leadership and what they've the schedule they've gone through. I would be surprised if they're not playing for a Sweet 16. But again, that was the only thing I saw was, I mean, I hear folks call up and upset about Brunell, and I sit out there and I'm going, you know, at some point you got to point fingers at players who are on the court and have got to step up and make plays. That's just, you know, again, that second half of that game, I'm not sure what else you want Brad Brunell to do. Call timeouts, he set plays. But again, players went 8-41. The coach didn't do it. I don't know how you feel about that. But
yeah,
I'll
and you know, and again, look, all year long, when Thomas is on the court, Clemson is a different basketball team. And when he's only going to be on the court for 14 minutes or whatever it was, 15 minutes, Clemson's probably not going to win. And that's what happened today.
Well, no, you said it best. He's got to be smart enough. He's a fourth or fifth year senior. He's got to be smart enough not to draw fouls, number one.
Oh, yeah. That play with 18 seconds left is vital for a whole assortment of reasons. It's starting with, look, do I think he touched him? No. Look, on video, to me, it doesn't look like he touched him at all. It looks like another bad phantom call. But nonetheless, you cannot have a 6'10" guy reaching like that 20 feet from the basket, because anytime an official sees somebody reach, they're gonna blow their whistle. And so that's what happened in that situation. And that gets compounded by the fact that he's your rim protector. And so we don't know how that whole last scenario would have unfolded had he still been on the court. He was over on the sidelines for that.
Well, I'll say this, I'll get you hanging with your thoughts, listen, but it's like this. The game of the day should never came down to Patrick Beverly free, and the game of the day should never came down to him fouling out in the last second free throws.
Yeah.
Both those games, Clemson should have ended those games. So they got to look in the mirror and say, you know what, you don't give up 6-point leads with a minute left, and you don't give up 16-point halftime leads and let it come down to that possession. So, you know what, I just don't fault the coach, the referees. I fault the players for not winning those two games, and I'll just hang up and get your thoughts. Yep. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Jake. No, I would tend to agree with that. By the way, Road Rage at Twin Peaks tomorrow. We have tournament basketball action. If you listen to the show, you claim you love it, the way you support it is by coming out to the event. So come and see me. Come hang out with the show tomorrow at Twin Peaks. Come for the show. Stay for the after party. It's St. Patrick's. It's all that. It is a big-time party at Twin Peaks where the food's the biggest surprise of the whole deal. Come for the show tomorrow. Stay for the after party. If you listen to the show, I expect to see you out there. Texas says, Brunell just needs more time to recruit. 10 years isn't enough. Yeah, well, why don't you make it 20 years? And again, you've had 2 years with enhanced facilities, right? So what happens 8 years ago really is irrelevant. And so, if you want to keep saying that, I mean, it's stupid, but you can keep saying it because you had no opportunity to compete from a recruiting standpoint, especially when you're doing it the right way. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you tonight?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. I enjoyed your call with Lyle. I think I've told you before. I actually know Lyle. So
okay.
He's a Clemson grad, and he knows a lot about baseball, obviously. I liked his take on the Clemson basketball situation as well.
Yeah, good guy.
He was spot on.
We always appreciate his calls.
Yeah. As far as Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, we talked a little about AB on Monday, but I was glad to see him go. I think he became a cancer to the team, and I think it's hilarious that Le'Veon's getting less money than when he just played last year.
Yeah. Well, and he'll never recover that money. He's never going to recover the $15 million that he lost by sitting out.
Yeah. How stupid was that, Walt?
Yeah, listen, some of these guys, I don't know what drives them. I don't know what their true motivation is, but he did not make a sound financial decision. Maybe he just wanted to take a year off of football. I don't know.
I I'm a Steelers man, and I saw an article today on CBS Sports. The Steelers, they're paying Ryan Shazier again this year just to keep him on the payroll so he gets all the benefits of
I think that's very noble of them.
Smooth move.
Yep.
Right. Well, I mean, they can't be that hard to get along with, but AB and Le'Veon evidently can't get along with them. So
yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
Oh, well, I know you're up against it.
Thank you, Clemson. Yeah, I appreciate the call.
Talk to you
as always. You know, Ramona, and lines are completely jammed. Still coming to you. Under transfer me, this is what it says. It says Eric Berry, and it says Chiefs release all pro safety and cancer survivor Eric Berry. That's what it says under the transfer you. It says
that's the headline.
It's a Twitter editorial decision. Chiefs release all pro safety and cancer survivor Eric Berry. I'm look. look, Eric Berry fought a great fight, and I am 100% thrilled that he is well and healthy. Why is that in your commentary? Why? The Chiefs are making football decisions because, here's a newsflash, they run a football organization. And they stood by Eric Berry through his trial, through the difficulty of the cancer fight. And now we're past that point and they're making a football decision. But you frame that as Chiefs release all pro safety and cancer survivor, like suggesting they're bad guys. You know who else they released? Hunt, the guy that Cleveland picked up. And they didn't have to, but they did. You know, I mean, look, don't make it out that they're bad guys because they're making a football decision. Because I think that's absolute nonsense, and I don't like the framing of that. You know, one other thing, before I get to you people on the phone, is, you know, Ramona, what's her name there? Felicity Hoffmancheck, whatever her name is. Do you know that when the FBI came to her house in an early morning raid, they had guns drawn, and they took her away in handcuffs?
Oh my gosh.
I think that sometimes.
Isn't that like a white collar?
Yeah,
crime?
I think sometimes these organizations get a little too carried away, watch a little too much TV. You know, look, more than anybody, I'm in favor of them going to prison.
I understand that.
I'm in favor of the notion of all Hollywood types going to prison, but I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's the ultimate white-collar crime. What did you think she was going to do? Slip out the back door and make a run for it, guns a-blazing?
Did you think
Felicity Hoffman was gonna go AK-47 on you or something? Is that what the notion is? I mean, come on. I think that's a bit overkill.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Now, the FBI has come out and said, well, you know, we didn't have any tactical units. And, you know, we had like 13 simultaneous raids. Oh, okay. All you need to do is knock on the...
Saying the people that went over there were the leftover people?
Right. I mean, all you need to do is knock on the chick's door. Right. Texas is just like Roger Stone, a 70-year-old man. Right. Just like Roger Stone, exactly. I don't think you need, you know, half the FBI there with guns drawn, nor do you need to carry this woman away in handcuffs. I don't know what your bylaws state regarding the handcuffs part, but it seems like a bit much. Now, one more thing on that other chick, what was her name? Laughlin, or what's her name? The other one.
Laura somebody. Yeah. I can't remember her last
name. She's the one with the daughter who got in, they allegedly paid the $500,000. And remember, the daughter is apparently some YouTube sensation. And she allegedly on YouTube said she doesn't really want to go to school anyway. And she'd have to have conversations with the hierarchy of the administration to decide when she was going to be there. That she's only going for the tailgating and the parties
Can you imagine
stuff.
Imagine doing all that.
I actually saw a link to that today. I did not look for it. I bumped into a link for that today. So I thought, you know what? Maybe we'll pull that for the show. I turned that video on. I listened to that girl talk for 20 seconds. And I told you this. Did I not tell you this?
Yeah, you said you can't.
I said we can't do it because I cannot listen to more than 20 seconds of this woman, of this girl talking.
Yeah.
Because 20 seconds, I wanted to kill myself. 20 seconds of listening to that girl talk, I wanted to kill myself. So we were never able to play that because I could not sit through her nonsense.
I imagine.
I mean, let me put it this way. Having listened to her for 20 seconds, it is not shocking to me that her parents had to pay $500,000 to get her into school.
They were like, please.
It's shocking to me they didn't have to pay $5 million.
Yeah, please take her. We need her to go to school. Far away.
Yeah.
See, they should have went for another school, like in Washington State or something.
Lori Laughlin is her name. Thank you, Tester. Yeah, that's her name. Robert, how are you?
Hey, well, thanks for getting me today. I am so thankful Zeke called and basically spelled out everything that I wanted to say, but with a lot more credibility. The one question that I have is, we've talked a lot about the what Brad Brownell came into, lack of facilities. We've talked about, you know, going up against teams who were cheating. When do we come up with a third disadvantage that he has, and that is, to say the least, inconsistent officiating. Because, I mean, I know officials in basketball is a game where everything, you know, should equal out. They're going to make bad calls here. They're going to give you a call there. But it just doesn't seem like it's equaling out for Clemson. It just does not. I mean, after Clemson played North Carolina State earlier this year, I called in and talked to you about how I thought that was one of the best officiated games that Clemson has played in the ACC in a long time, and here we turn around with this today.
Yeah, and I think that's part of Brad Brownell's frustration. I think it's certainly he did not like the late call. I'm guessing he didn't even like where the official was positioned to make that call, because I wouldn't have liked that. But I also think it's a foundational element. I think that there were prior incidents that that he also didn't care for, like the lack of a foul call at the end of the North Carolina game.
Yeah. One other thing right quick, because I know you're up against it. Next year, man, you were talking about, you know, who's going to be the leading scorer. I hope that we have a bunch of kids next year who just come out and score 5-7 points a game but are consistent from half to half. You know, I'm tired of, you know, the Clemson players who come out and score, you know, 15 or 20 in the first half and then can't hit a shot to save their lives in the second half. I want to see some consistency from a lot of players next year, and I'll take that off the air.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. You know, look, the bottom line in the way the season unfolded is that Shelton Mitchell could not deliver on his promise. That's the bottom line. And it was not his own, it was not any fault of his own. His knees just wouldn't allow it. His knees would not allow him to consistently be the player that he appeared he could have been a couple of years ago. And as such, Clemson wasn't quite as good. I mean, there were other factors, but that was a big factor. It was a big factor in the totality of the season. And I'm not sure what you could have done about it. Nothing. Nothing, really. Thank you, Texter. And by the way, I've had, you know, several law enforcement people say, you know, you do have to be aware of any of every situation. You never know what you're walking into. And I realize that's true. But you also, in the case like this, you know, you're dealing with a celebrity woman. And as such, you know, I think that in this politically correct world we live in, you have to be a little bit careful of that. By the way, I haven't even got to Kyler Murray today. I'll get to that tomorrow. Murray allegedly aced his exam. I think he's back in play for the number one pick of the draft, and we'll talk extensively about it. I haven't seen that yet either, and I'll get a chance to watch that tonight. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers rest. That's the way it works. You know, George Coleman Ford has been there for 90 years, doing it the right way, treating people the right way. Let me read you this review. This is from Michael, and this one was a couple weeks old. He writes, "It's been 6 months since my car door was repaired at the body shop. I'm still very pleased with every aspect of my experience. Gary and everyone, including the guy who cleaned my window, were helpful and pleasant to work with. I was a little concerned about dealing with a facility over 30 minutes away, but I'm glad I chose George Coleman Ford. The on-site car rental made it convenient. I got the rental car I wanted. I'm pretty particular about paint color matching and blending, and I'm very, very happy with their work." This is just another element of George Coleman Ford that we don't talk about often, the body work. Every element of George Coleman Ford is the best in the industry. Go see him. Clemson baseball headed your way. I apologize. Snap hook, Greg, Chris, call me tomorrow.
Ready for a deal on same day delivery? Time for a Target run. Now you can have Target run to you when you start your free 2-week trial of Shipt Today. Same day delivery shops the cart you create and delivers it fast, so you can fill up your fridge with your phone. It's easy. Get more delivered same day and enjoy a 2-week trial free. Learn more at target.com/shipt. That's S-H-I-P-T. Target run and done. Offer valid for new annual members.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty